Rein Fleisch, Spiegel, Jelvis. Welcome back to
STFU.
The show where we read news stories, talk shit, and keep it
strictly platonic.
I'm your host with the most
cheeseburgers
in a can.
Gross.
Yeah. Okay. So should we update the users? The users of us.
They use us.
They manipulate.
You're such a user.
They're manipulators.
Are you recording?
Yes.
Okay. You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We're not doing this if you're not recording.
That would suck.
I just spit it all over.
All right. So, as of previous episodes, we were talking about getting cheeseburger in a can. I don't know how it came up, but I think
I told you about weird things that exist in the world. Mm. And then I said, don't take credit. I said, there's a cheeseburger in a can. And you say, I know about this. I'm going to order one. And you did. And here it is. That's so gross.
I ordered it.
Oh, I took a picture. I posted it on Twitter. If you didn't see it, go back. Because I posted it today. And it's not coming out today. And it's a cheeseburger in a can. We haven't opened it yet. And I'm so scared.
You're not even eating. You're a fucking vegetarian. What are you freaking out for?
I'm so scared. There's no way that's real meat. Are we doing this like right now?
We're doing it right now.
Oh my God. Wait. I have to film you.
So I got it shipped from Deutschland. It cost me, the cheeseburger itself cost $4.99. To ship it, it was that's 25 euros.
Euros?
Euros.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
So I got two. So if I survive this, then all beer inside is going to have to eat one too.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, open it. Okay. I'm ready. I'm filming.
So this is a sound you're never going to hear when you're eating a cheeseburger.
That was less dramatic than I expected.
I was looking for a pop. Okay. look at a bun.
Oh, my God.
It's not coming out.
Yeah, you're supposed to. Wait, don't do that because all the ingredients are on it, aren't they?
Yeah.
And go get a fork. Oh, my God. I'm so scared.
There it is.
Oh my God.
This does not look appetizing at all.
Oh my God.
Look at it.
Oh my God. Can I touch it?
Yeah.
Can I touch it?
Show title.
Oh my God, it doesn't come off.
Let me open it up here.
Guys, if you only knew.
It's all Brett.
Oh,
there we go. Look, there we got ingredients.
What is that?
I don't know.
Oh, cheese. That's probably the cheese.
Yeah, cheese. Yeah.
Is there ketchup and mayo and stuff?
Yeah, there's pickles, onions, everything.
Oh my God. You're going to die.
I think I'm going to die.
You're going to die from this.
I think I'm going to die.
Why does this exist?
I don't know. Well, here's the thing. You know why it exists is because there's people who go camping. They go canoeing.
Oh, wait. That's
like,
a pretty smart idea.
And they're like, you know what I could have right now? A cheeseburger in a can.
Okay. You're going to eat it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Now I'm going to close the video. And then, you're going to see the thing.
Ooh, it doesn't smell good.
The bread looks disgusting.
Smell it. smells like soy sauce.
Oh my God, that legit stinks. That's a preservative, my friend.
Oh yeah.
Oh no, don't eat that. Don't eat that. No, you can't eat that.
Let's do it.
No. You're gonna puke. Please don't puke.
It's not bad. It's actually not bad. It tastes like.
I'm so glad I'm a vegetarian right now.
Okay.
What it tastes like?
It tastes like a Slim Jim. The meat, like the dry meats.
Jerky?
Yeah. They like compress that into a meat burger. It's kind of chewy. It smells
terrible.
It smells like MSG. Soy sauce, MSG.
No. It smells like some kind of silicone preservative. I don't know. It smells gross.
I think I read sponge on the ingredient list. But the bread is a bit. It's very dense, but it's not as moist or soggy as I thought.
Yeah, me neither. I thought it was gonna be much soggier.
It's not bad.
Especially that you have to like cook it in the can.
You don't taste like any pickle or onion. You just. Like,
I don't think there is any. Did you see any?
No, it tastes like a tomato paste with a bit of cheese. And it's like a.
Oh my God, he's eating it again?
Yeah. It's okay.
You're going to diarrhea this shit for
sure.
Yeah,
I'm going to diarrhea. It's not bad.
I'm going to go get the other can to see the ingredients list. Oh my God, he's eating it again. The only thing I can eat it What? The only thing I can read here is Gouda. 11%.
I'm kind of German. I'll read it.
You're not German.
Yeah, I'm German. I'll read it.
You're going to make that up.
Sultanenbrocken, 35%. Weizenmehl, Wasser, which is water. Rapsol, Zucker, Hefe. Spiekensalz, Sesame. There you go, sesame seeds. Rheinfleisch, Spiegel, Gervus. I think I just blew the fucking...
You just blew the mic. I'm going to taste this bread.
Yeah, try it. You're going to puke.
This smell, though, is disgusting.
It's really, yeah, when you're talking about preservatives, very heavy on preservatives.
Oh, tastes like, the bread tastes spongy. It's definitely spongy. Spongy.
But it's okay.
Oh, my God, I couldn't even imagine. I just ate the tiniest piece of bread, and I can smell it. I can smell it. How's it going?
I'm all right. I'm
still alive.
Other
than you about to vomit.
No. I got a strong stomach. I'm doing okay. I'm still alive. We are drinking Shock Top.
This is not all beer inside. We don't care about what we drink.
That's true.
All right. What's up?
Before we get into what's up,
oh,
we can't forget our sponsor.
Oh, we have a sponsor.
Our sponsor this week, Charlie,
yeah,
is Top Cock.
Top Cock?
Top Cock. Odor neutralizer for your man parts.
Do you eat hamburgers in a can?
I just did.
Well, that's fantastic, because one of our advertisers this week is Topcock, and that will help you, after you shit this burger out, to help you clean out your privates, so that you smell good for your lady. All you have to do is spray it on it. Spray it on it, that's what I said. And then tap, 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 tap. And that's going to go inside your skin, and it's going to smell great.
Are you tapping the balls?
That's right. You have to tap your genitals, and then so that it goes, it infiltrates into your skin.
So tap, 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 rub, rub, rub.
Rub, rub, rub.
You don't want to rub too much, because then something else is going to happen.
And that will make your genitals smell great for your lady and for yourself.
So there's a twist to this ad. Two things. First thing, this is a real product.
No. Okay.
And two, I have it.
You have it?
Hold on. I'll be right back.
Please don't tell me that that's a vaporizer for your genitals. Now they're going to be all mad at me because I didn't read the right copy. Odor neutralizer for man parts.
I told you.
What is this for?
For your man parts. It's speed stick for your balls.
It's speed stick for your balls?
It's a gel. Yeah, for your balls. For your like...
That is gross. So I'm touching this and this was near your balls?
Absolutely.
That's disgusting. Stop it. That's worse than the burger.
You know what? If you don't believe me, smell my balls. It's good.
You wish. That's funny. Why does that exist? That's disgusting.
The speed stick for your balls.
God, man. Okay, fine. Also, you do have to tap, 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 rub, rub, rub. I was right.
I don't tap anything. It's a cream. You just, you know.
So I read the right copy without even knowing.
Yeah, you're pretty close. Yeah, well, after a shower, you know, you put your speed stick under your arms and you put your top cock under your balls.
Oh my God.
Hey, but you know what?
On your balls or on your shaft?
Everywhere. Around the balls, the shaft, the legs. You're good. But it dries up right away.
Yeah, but
doesn't leave residue.
Doesn't leave residue. But wait, that can't be. What if somebody goes down there?
Well, it's clean.
Yeah, but I don't think that's good for you. Can she eat that? Is it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's all natural. Here.
Bullshit.
Yeah, it's all.
Let me see.
Yeah, it's all natural. Hold on.
Bullshit. You don't have no idea.
Yes, it is.
You're probably going to make your lady get sick because of this
shit.
No.
It's all natural.
Okay.
Ingredients.
Directions. Shower. Dry, then apply. Dispense a pea-sized amount in your palm. Spread liberally on your man parts to help prevent odor-causing bacteria and fungi.
That's what I'm saying. It's good.
Reapply after physical activity, as needed or as often as desired. This is not a shower gel.
It's not.
Do not use while bathing. Do not ingest.
Well, I was going to have some after the burger, but okay.
For topical use only, avoid contact with eyes. Don't use this if you have a girlfriend. Because if she goes down there, she could go blind.
Don't get soap in your eyes either.
This is not all natural shit. What are you talking about?
It's all natural, dude.
I can't even pronounce it.
Don't worry, but it's fine. It's good for you.
There's aloe.
There you go. Boom. See, it's good. Good.
No, yeah. I can't believe you used that shit.
It's great.
That's disgusting.
Dude, smell my balls.
Don't ever use that with a girlfriend.
Smell my balls.
That's bad.
Smell them.
Guys, listeners, if you use that shit, don't use it with a girlfriend.
My balls smell great. What's up?
Your balls smell great, and you ate a disgusting burger. What a good day!
I have top cock, and I just ate a cheeseburger in a can. This show cannot get any fucking weirder.
Oh boy!
Oh, I got an update on Panama. Panama.
Oh shit, yo.
Okay, what happened? We were at her friend's birthday.
Okay.
Because she wasn't doing anything. I'm like, let's go.
What do you mean? It's her friend and you were like, let's go?
Yeah, I know her. It's her friend, but I've known her for whatever years.
Okay. She says, come to her birthday party. She was like, no,
she wasn't doing anything for her birthday party. For her birthday. I'm like, let's go for a fucking drink. Okay. She's like, cool. And we start going out for a drink.
We started going out for one drink.
Well, no, and then we left. Panama. No, we went for the food, had a couple drinks there. Bar hopped another place.
Hot bar.
Fuck.
I fucked you up. Learn how to speak words. This burger is fucking you up, man.
I'm getting dumber by the minute. Do not eat cheeseburger in a can. So we bar hopped to the third place.
Okay.
Where a mutual friend of ours is.
But wait, aren't you supposed to go to his birthday party? You decided not to do the birthday party then. You went on your own.
No, the birthday party is.
Bar hopping. I got it.
So the third place.
Yep.
Our mutual friend bounces there.
Okay. Bounces. People say bounce.
So he's buying all kinds of drinks for like the table.
Okay.
Instead of, I think he's into her or whatever, which is cool. Like that they're both cool. It's cool.
Yeah.
And so it's me, Panama.
And this guy.
Let's call her Melanie and Bouncer.
Okay.
Bouncer. So Bouncer's trying to, I guess, show off a bit, buying drinks. I'm like, okay. And usually when I mix, well, just when people mix in general.
Right. You just shouldn't do it.
Not the greatest idea. You know, because drunk old school is fun.
Is loud.
But he's loud. Maybe a bit obnoxious.
And everybody's the best.
Everybody's the best.
You're the best.
You're the best.
That's the best.
I'm a piece of shit compared to you. You're the best.
You're the best.
Everybody's the best. First, he orders the big fucking 10-liter thing of beer. I think it was like a 5-liter thing of beer.
A pitcher.
No, it's not a pitcher.
Oh, it's
like
a giraffe?
The giraffe thing.
Okay.
So he's got a giraffe thing. Then he's coming out with a Jameson shots.
Ugh.
Then he's coming out with the tequila shots.
Ugh.
I don't usually drink tequila, but, you know.
This time it was the best.
It's the best. I got tequila, yeah. Tequila. Da, na, 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 na. So we're drinking tequila.
Why did it become like.
Tequila.
Okay, yes, sir, I forgot it, but that was the song.
I was just singing that for no reason. Interesting. So after the tequila shots, the memory starts getting a bit foggy. I'm not going to lie. Starts getting a bit. But I'm like, something in my head just says, it just turned on and just said, start hitting on her.
Oh, no.
So I'm doing arm around the shoulder.
I'm pretty sure that's alcohol.
I was touching the arm. I was being fun, lively, hitting on her, saying she was looking good, whatever, this and that.
Oh, no. That's too strong.
Oh, I think I was a little strong on this one. I think I foggily remember asking her if she wanted to get out of there.
Okay.
Like, hey, you want to get out of here?
Okay.
And then she says, and I quote, under absolutely no circumstance will I ever sleep with you.
What?
Yes.
But did you ask her, do you want to have sex? Or did you say, do you want to get out of here?
I said, you want to get out of here.
Okay, but that doesn't mean anything. That means, do you want to get out of here?
But I think at some point I was joking, saying, I'll take you and I'll take the blonde, whatever. And I think that's when she was not being at all receptive to the flirting. And then she said,
shut you down?
She shut me down.
But like, in front of everybody?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, what a whore.
I was okay with it though. Two reasons. One, like, I know, it's okay. And two, like, then I got no chance, so I started calling her a mooch. I started calling her, but jokingly. Like, I was coming with the fucking backhanded insults and stuff.
Oh, no.
But.
You're being a neg.
I was negging her, yeah. But, because I was like, fuck, there's no reason not to neg now. I got no chance. But at least I know. And then she started paying for stuff, so it was good.
She started paying for stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, she's like buying all this stuff because I was calling her a fucking mooch and that. It was great.
So oh my God. So how did it end?
Well, I think we went back to the guy's place, and okay. I think he, I don't know if he was making out with the blonde, right? We're just hanging out, we're talking.
Like nothing happened?
Yeah, yeah.
And you, did you guys leave together?
Yeah, yeah, I took an Uber. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's it?
Yeah, that was
she
it.
Was like, okay, see you later?
Yeah.
That's fucking odd.
It was a bit odd.
Oh, no.
But I think it was more of like, she said it, I don't think she meant it like under no, I think she said it more jokingly, but the point got across.
You think?
I don't know what I'm doing, obviously. But that's my interpretation
okay.
of
okay. Well, good. I mean, now you know, now I know. Guess.
Now we have to battle.
Plus, she's not cool.
Because knowing her a while, years now, I have a certain perception, right? But then, because she came to the concert when I did the concert, and it feels like, yeah, she's a bit of a douche.
She's a douche.
You know what?
I always said so.
And I'm like, yeah, she kind of is a bit of a douche.
Yeah. She's not a douche. She's antisocial.
Yeah.
She's always been antisocial.
She gets weird when she drinks.
Hmm?
She gets weird.
Really?
Awkward, yeah.
Awkward weird?
Awkward weird.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
Because her other friend, well, like I find her other friend way hotter than her, but she brought her, and then she was saying something like, oh yeah, you know, I remember you telling me like you find her hot. Because again, she was getting awkward weird. She was drinking. Instead of getting embarrassed about it, I'm like, yeah, yeah, I find her hot. Yeah, whatever. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know? I was like, whatever.
Was the friend there?
Yep.
Okay. So there you go.
I think she's with somebody, but whatever.
You're not married.
I'm not a homewrecker, but yeah. If she's single at the time, let's go.
Whatever. It's not marriage. Mm. Every time you go to a wedding and they say, all the single ladies, all the single ladies. And they say...
And I'm like in the background, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they
touch
say...
Touch my dick.
And they say, if you're not married, you still have to go. Even if you are with somebody.
Boom.
You still have to go because you're not married. So yeah. It still counts.
Totally.
In my opinion.
Yeah, let's do it. So anyways, so now I know. And I wasn't even like, I didn't even care about the rejection thing. Before I'd freak out about it, now I'm just whatever.
Good.
So.
Fuck her. Panama. Well, so, I got them too.
By Panama?
But by Panama. no, in a different way.
Okay.
I met some guy on Kijiji.
Hold on. Was it the mold guy?
I wish.
Oh.
I wish. I would totally go out with that guy.
Great.
No, I met with... I put an ad up a couple of weeks ago to find band members to start a band again.
Okay, yeah.
And I met this one guy, and we went for a drink to like meet and stuff to make sure that he's not a serial killer. And we started jamming for a couple of times, okay. And he messaged me the other day, and he said, oh, I don't think this is going to work out. And
You got band dumped. Who can say when?
We still didn't learn the words.
No.
Never but will. Yeah, he dumped me.
What a douche.
What a douche.
I feel sad for you now. Sympathy.
You should.
That sucks. Sorry to hear that. You got band dumped.
So if you guys want to be my band, feel free.
You want to be my band?
You want to be
my band?
But yeah, so band. We're in the same boat. High five.
Yeah, we're losers.
Yay.
Baby, so why don't you kill us?
What?
Back.
Beck. Oh, Beck.
Beck.
Bay.
Beck.
That's a term for kids. Okay, you want to know what happened to me the other day?
What happened the other day?
I photographed a proposal to go on the other side of things.
Oh, well, there you go. So you get to watch other people be happy while you get dumped.
Doesn't my job suck? I watch people get married every day, every week. And
so was it spontaneous or was it like a big plan thing?
Well, a little bit of both. He messaged me a couple days earlier. I went on Tuesday.
Okay.
He messaged me like on the Saturday, I think, or Friday. Okay. And he was like, I'm coming to Montreal with my girlfriend. I'm planning on proposing to her at the Lookout. Which is like a Montreal Lookout where you see like the whole city, whatever.
You guys make guns.
And I'm like, oh, great. I fucking hate the Lookout. So everybody always wants to go there. So I'm like, okay, sure. Like I didn't even tell him my price or anything, you know? And I was like, okay, so I should just tell you that the Lookout is kind of crowded. So if you want to do a proposal, it might be difficult, blah, blah, because there's so many people.
Right.
And this is like a new trend, like people that are hiring professional photographers to photograph the proposal.
Okay.
Which I think is great, by the way, because you get to have the moment captured. He's like, oh no, but I really want to do it. So I'm like, okay, but there's another place in the Old Port that's even nicer and it's alone and blah, blah. He was like, no, I want to do it. Lookout. Okay. He didn't even wait. He's like, okay, so I'll see you on Tuesday. And I'm like, ah. Okay.
Price?
Yeah. Do you want to know my price? Do you want to know like if I'm available? Anything?
You should charge him $8,000.
Yeah, you know? Luckily, so I told him like two different prices. I'm like, okay, well, how about I tell you the pricing first?
Yeah.
So I told him two prices, one with just a proposal and one with a photo shoot afterwards. So then he's like, oh, just a proposal is fine. Okay, so I'm telling him, okay, so let's do this. I'm going to go to the lookout. You text me while you're getting ready. Mm. Send me a picture of what you guys are wearing. Mm. And then when you're on your way with an Uber, text me and I'll be there and I'll look out for you.
Right.
So he's like, okay, cool. And I'm like, okay, so if ever you aren't sure, because I told him what I was wearing.
Right.
Plus I have a big ass camera. That's like, but I told him what I was wearing. I said, listen, if you're not sure that it's me, cough.
You got codes?
Yeah.
You're like a spy? Fuck.
Cough.
That's amazing.
And I'll cough back if it's me.
That's your big code?
Yeah.
That's the best you can come up with?
What else am I supposed to do?
What weather? Nice weather we're having here.
So, no, she can't see me, right?
How is she not going to see you with a giant fucking camera?
Because women are oblivious. They see only what they want to see. So what are you hiding
like behind a tree with a fucking
camera? So the lookout is literally a big concrete platform. Okay. And there's a big railing on the side of the lookout. And everything else is just open.
Right.
But they don't see you. I'm telling you. Like, it's not the first time I do a proposal. Women don't see you. Wow. They just don't. Because they are concentrating on the guy. And if you're a nice guy, all eyes will be on you all the time.
What if you're a douche? Nobody cares.
Text me. He's like, oh, we're on our way. Blah, blah. Can you make it a little earlier? Because we're going to be there. I don't know how to hold her back. And I'm like, don't worry. I'm already here. It's all good. So I'm waiting there. Okay. So I'm looking for this green dress, he told me. And this cough. So I'm there and I'm like about to photograph them. I'm waiting for them to show up. They're supposed to show up at 7:30. Okay. It's 6:50 or something. And I see a green dress. Uh-oh. And I'm like, oh, game on. Okay. And I get super nervous because if I miss it,
you're fucked.
That's it. You're done.
You're
like
money,
yeah. it's like a wedding.
Yeah.
You miss it, you'll never be able to do it again.
Send you a photo of himself?
Yeah, yeah, he did. Okay. He sent me a picture. We were texting the whole time.
Right.
We're coming, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. He's walking to the railing, and then I get another text and he's like, is it you behind me? And I'm like, Yes, it's me. Like, I'm there. And I'm like sitting on the bench, like clearly right in front of them. I'm like 10 feet away, not even.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's like, okay, I'm gonna wait for these people to move, and then I'm gonna do it. And I'm like, stop texting me. Concentrate on your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, I'm right here.
Yeah.
I see you. So finally, he gets down on one knee, and I jump on the seat, on the bench.
Yeah.
I just, to capture it, because there's people between us.
Right.
So I'm like jumping on the bench. I'm like the only one standing the whole place, and she does not see me. Somebody comes in, a baby carriage shows up out of nowhere, and goes in between us. I run, I go right next to her. Like, literally, I was maybe...
Yeah.
I don't know.
And she doesn't see you.
6 feet away, not even.
She still doesn't see me. Wow.
So she's crying. Oh my God, it's so good. So whatever. So finally he points at me and he's like, I guess he's saying like, oh, this, you know, I hired a photographer.
Yeah.
And she's like, hi, like awkwardly, like smiling at me, like, what? What is
what
happening
the
here?
Going on? Yeah.
So I get close to them and I'm like, congratulations. And he's like, oh, fuck. That was so nerve-wracking. I coughed and you didn't cough back. And I was like, oh, shit.
You couldn't even get the cough right. It's the simplest fucking thing and you fucked it up.
The whole code. I messed up the whole code.
It was one thing.
I could not.
You had one job.
I had one job.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, all this to say that I invented the code and I fucked up the code.
You fucked up the one code. But you got it. You do whatever, you're jumping on benches, kicking over baby carriages.
Yeah. I even told some guy that was next to me texting, too busy texting, like, can you go tell that baby carriage to move? I have to photograph this proposal, can you? And he just looked at me and he was like, and goes back to texting.
Oh, what an asshole.
What an asshole.
What a dick.
Fucking self-centered bitch.
Fucking, I don't understand people who are like that.
Ugh.
It just...
But yeah, but I got it. And then we went for a mini photo shoot, even though he just wanted the proposal.
Okay, well, that worked out. That's awesome.
But I missed the cough.
You missed the one cough.
I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I missed the cough.
You got it. But I'm shocked that women don't fucking notice that.
No. Wow. No. They don't. They really don't. I think I do know why. Because women are very like, they can only do one thing at a time. When they're concentrating or passionate about something, it's just like, that's the only thing that exists. So I've never gotten caught.
Wow.
Never. Other than like the guy saying, hey, she's over there.
Okay.
But yeah.
How many of these have you done?
I don't know. 6 or 7.
Mm.
Not that many.
Do you like doing them? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nerve-wracking though. It's terrible.
A lot of pressure.
lot of pressure yeah. because if and plus guys get so freaking nervous. Like the poor guy kept bending down in relief because he was like, that was so nerve-wracking. This whole process was like horrible. Was he figuring
she was going to say no? Or
no, because he didn't want to fuck it up because okay. women have this like huge expectation of proposals.
Yeah.
And then like he's like, oh my God, I have to get this right. And then they get so nervous that literally like they go down on one knee for like 3 seconds. They just go down on one knee, show the ring. She cries. And then usually she just pulls him up and then it's over. So okay. you miss that one knee, you're done.
It's over.
Like, it's over. You missed it, like, you know?
Let's do it again. You can't. Yeah. You can't.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
It's has, over. Has it ever, like, ended out badly where the girl has either ran away or said no?
Mm-mm.
Never yet?
Mm-mm.
Okay. That must be the worst.
Yeah, that gets awkward as shit, that'd right?
Be the, like, no.
It's happened to me once a bride was like, I can't go through with this.
I can't get married.
Yeah. Like, I can't do it. But it took like an hour and a half. Because she'd been together with him for like 8 years.
Did she get convinced to go back?
Yeah.
Okay.
For like an hour and a half later, though. Wow. She was like panic attack mode. And wow. it was like, you've been together for 8 years? This is literally just a piece of paper. Nothing changes. And yeah. to her, it was like, I can't do it.
Like, who convinced her to go back? The parents?
I did.
You did?
I always do.
You saved the marriage.
I always do. The photographer's like the only person that's with you the whole day. Any crisis is fucking on my shoulders.
So you saved the marriage?
Yeah. Well, I went to get him and I said like with the situation, she's having the jitters and she's freaking out. And he's yeah. like, well, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Because he's like, oh, of course we're going to get married. It's been 8 years.
Yeah.
So I brought him to see her. And then through the door, they were like touching hands, not through the door. That's weird. But like they had a door separating them. They were just touching their hand. They were right. talking and they had a conversation.
Okay.
And then he was like, don't worry about it. Everything's going to be okay. And then they got married again.
Okay.
Again. They got married, period.
You saved it. The marriage saver.
Yeah. And then I can't land the man for shit.
But you can land everybody else.
I can land everybody else.
Well, whatever. You hook everybody else up. That's your job. That's okay. That's okay.
But yeah, no. If you're planning on proposing to your girlfriends,
Get a photographer.
It's totally worth it.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
All right.
Hire awesome. Me. Thanks. I'm kidding. Don't have a cough because apparently photographers can't do shit. I can't believe he coughed and I didn't hear it. Fuck shit. Oh my God, I'm sweating balls. Give me that deodorant.
I'm telling you. See, I told you, now you want it. Top cock.
Oh my God. I wonder if they make that for women.
Yeah, they have the top pussy. They do, I swear to God.
Oh, that'd be so gross.
No, but you could put the douche thing, you spritz, right? Isn't it like a spray ball? It's like a Windex ball.
To be completely honest, I don't know what a douche is.
You douche. Like,
but no, wait, no, I do. Isn't a douche just water?
No, it's like a little chemical thing that gets rid of the fishy smell.
But, okay.
You stick
I don't understand people that smell.
You stick it in your twat and you just... Psh.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't use that stuff because I'm allergic of everything. So that's the problem. I can't use that shit.
You're literally allergic to everything.
I am.
Yeah.
To the soaps and stuff, I'm allergic.
How about the soap in my bathroom? That one, are you allergic?
No, I think I'm okay.
Okay. That one's like not allergic.
But like wipes and stuff?
Yeah.
I can't use because I get allergic. And usually soap to wash the dishes, I'm allergic. What are we playing today?
We're playing. We are playing the best of Craigslist.
Again.
We got more.
All right.
Best of Craigslist. You ready?
Wait. Yep.
Vermonters, please understand the following.
I don't understand since you're not doing a voice.
I don't know how to do a Vermont accent.
Figure it out.
Open lantern to all postings and housing. Vermonters, please understand the following. A studio is not a one bedroom.
It is.
A one bedroom is not a studio.
Oh, no. You're right.
Studios are efficiencies and should never be listed and described as one bedroom. A one bedroom means a separate room bigger than a closet, intended to be a bedroom and has a door that closes.
It's true.
If the unit you're advertising does not have this separate room, isolated from the rest of the apartment, it is not one bedroom. It is a studio, which is not one bedroom. Also, a studio is not one bedroom. Also, one bedroom is not a studio. Please, for the love of everything in the world, stop posting studios as one bedroom. Just because a person sleeps in that space does not mean it's a one bedroom. It's still a studio. Even if someone sleeps in it, it's not a separate room with a door. Pop quiz. Is the studio one bedroom as well? You should know the answer now. Go ahead. Say it with me. A studio is not a one bedroom. Thanks.
He's right. He's completely right. He's right. It's not. A studio is one room.
Amazing.
It's not a one bedroom.
Funky lawn sex.
All right.
Just kidding. It's a yard sale. Ah, spring in Georgia. The weather is infuriatingly unpredictable. Ants are preparing their assaults on our kitchens, and pollen has us by the gnats. So, we're having a yard sale.
Yay.
Or really, Mom is having a yard sale, and I get to write a Craigslist ad. They used to let me make signs, too, but now I kept zoning out writing yard sale. Yard sart.
Yard sart?
But I kept zoning out and writing yard sart by accident, wasting their poster boards. Seriously. Mom has an entire storage building primarily allocated just for the crap she doesn't need, but refuses to get rid of it. She thinks she can get a quarter for it, and that crap has your name on it. Just think, our stuff. It could be your stuff. And it's good stuff. It's great stuff. It's stuff that you need. Here's what you need to know. They give the date, the location, the time. How will the weather be? Amazeballs. Is there plenty of parking? There plenty of parking? Sure. Can we drive on the grass? Yes. Are you nice? Usually. Do you like dinosaurs? Yes. Do you have any Loretta Lynn albums? Unlikely. Are there dog turds in the yard? There shouldn't be, but if there are, blame the neighbors. Are your kids going to be out sneaking back all the stuff we're trying to sell? Probably. Come early. What we got? Really, though, I've only seen most of their crap in neon sticker-covered mountains. See attached photos. And I'm not done tagging all of my stuff that's been piled in my office forever because I just spent the last 3 hours jumping on a trampoline and arguing on the internet and bailing out on my son in Minecraft. Mom was supposed to send a list but forgot. So based on 30 years of yard sale experience, you can expect awesome stuff like stuff, bigger stuff, kid stuff,
other stuff,
baby stuff, things, pieces of things, doodads,
doodads,
kitchen stuff, ugly stuff, toys of varying quality, some even with batteries, at least one weed eater, chainsaw, or similar yard appliance, a basket of particularly used soap and hygiene products, some likely with glitter, breakable things, fancy things, leftover Avon, VHS tapes, trashy romance novels, probably some Harry Potter books, something that looks like a boob and isn't actually a boob, things decorated or having to do with cats. Crap she cleaned out of my brother's old room. Sorry, bud. Christmas stuff. Chairs. Kinky boots. Probably something I'm forgetting that Dad will remind me about noon tomorrow. School supplies. Weird movie soundtracks on CD. Your mom. Napkin rings that look like fish. Looking for something else? She's probably got three of them somewhere. Just ask. So basically, we've got a smorgasbord of stuff you'd expect at a yard sale, except ours is better than everyone else's, which is why you need it. Please note the following. The cement pig is not for sale. Ass load is a real unit of the metric system. There will be no actual or simulated sex at the yard sale.
Aww.
Pre-owned bras are for sale at a possibility. Most of this stuff is Mom's or under her care. I don't know if it works well or if she'll take less. Ask Mom.
Jesus Christ, how long is this ad?
I have small children and work too much. So if you see something looking like an exhausted dumpster fire staggering around in gym clothes, that's probably me. Don't talk words to me before noon. That's probably the best yard sale ad I've ever seen.
Isn't it crazy that we're at the age now where our moms ask us to do that shit? I don't know about you, but my mom always does that. Yeah. My mom has apartments and she's all the time. She's like,
you gotta post them?
I gotta post them. I gotta take pictures of them. I have to put my phone number. Yeah, I have to go and follow. Jesus Christ.
You're her executive assistant.
That sucks. It sucks.
And you ain't getting salary for that either.
No. Should.
Free vegan hamster gazing.
Vegan?
You might be into this.
I'm not a vegan, but all right.
Hey, man.
Hey.
I've been practicing the ancient tribal meditation art of vegan hamster gazing for 10 years now. And I
10
feel,
years?
And I feel that I'm burping up the burger.
Oh, told you, man. One side.
Oh, man.
It's coming up your stomach, and that's going to go
oh, yeah. The diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
Cha-cha-cha.
That should be the title of the episode.
Diarrhea cha-cha-cha.
That's funny.
I'll let you know next week. I've been practicing the ancient tribal meditation art of vegan hamster gazing for 10 years now, and I feel that I'm close to perfection with my practice. I'm inviting you, free of charge, to gaze at my vegan hamster.
What?
For a whole new level of oneness.
What?
Email me for details.
Aren't all animals vegan?
Sawdust will be provided. Thanks. No.
No, well, obviously not dogs and cats, but
yeah.
I mean, like...
Aren't tigers vegan? Yeah, they're still sitting there having their salads and radishes.
What I meant.
That's what you meant.
No, I meant, like, anything that eats, like, not kibble, but, like... What does ants... Wait, just a second. Am I drunk?
Hamsters,
what's happening?
I don't know.
What do hamsters eat?
Hedgehogs eat meat. Rats eat meat.
Do you? How?
Yeah, yeah. How? They take the meat and they put it in their mouth and they eat it.
No, but isn't it like a kibble?
Worms. Hamster eat
worms.
Oh,
worms. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Is that considered meat?
Yes.
I
think so. Well, they eat chicken too. You can have, give it chicken.
Give it chicken?
Yeah.
Give, all right. Never
give
mind.
Her chicken.
Never mind.
Thumb wrestling partner.
What?
I need somebody to thumb wrestle.
Yes.
I love the sport and I'm very passionate about it.
The sport.
I have different stage names for my left thumb. But the most famous that you may have heard about, if you know the TW crowd, thumb wrestling, is El Chupa Thumbra. He has a little mustache and I paid a red and green leotard on him for the events.
Oh my God.
I am mostly looking for left-handed partners. Are you left-handed?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
To compete against and cheer on. But anyone with a caring and supportive demeanor and the grip of a teenage offshore drill hand is welcome.
Oh, never mind.
I also enjoy crocheting, shadow puppeting, and speed snapping to keep my fingers loose. So.
That's so funny that he just paints his like little mustache.
Yeah, he's got like his little, he's got a name for him. Would you choose, Charlie, the open
letter? Wait, I'm picturing my thumb being colored. It's amazing.
A trop over. You want thumb wrestle? We'll thumb wrestle at the end of the show.
Okay.
So an open letter to... All postings of housing.
Yeah.
Funky lawn sex / yard sale.
Yeah.
Vegan hamster watching.
Mm.
Or thumb wrestling.
Thumb wrestling. That
destroys it. All right. So before we actually thumb wrestle, and
yeah.
We'll see. You might get upset. You're left-handed, so I'll give you the left hand. Right?
Okay.
What are you doing? You're
I'm trying to consider.
Thumb.
I think I am right-handed when
What's
I'm doing thumb.
Your strongest thumb?
I think it's right, to be honest.
Okay, well, I can go right.
Okay, anyway.
Well, before we do that, let's get your final thoughts and plugs.
Final thoughts and plugs and shit. Diarrhea. Also, if you want to contact us, you can. You could go. I forgot how this part goes. You could go and follow us on Twitter at STFU Podcast. You could also write us an email.
Yeah.
Do we have emails?
Heaven forbid she fucking checks. While she's doing that, the STFU Podcast at gmail.com. If you want to give us your feedback, your thoughts, topics you'd like us to discuss. Also, the STFU Podcast on Twitter.
We have a comment on our website.
Okay, that's good.
It says, can I say it?
Sure.
You have made some decent points there. I looked on the web to find out more about the issue and found most individuals will go along with your views on this website. Click here.
Fucking spam.
Spam?
Shit. Fucker.
Yeah.
So, yeah, at the STFU Podcast on Twitter, let us know. Give us some... Charlie posts all kinds of fun stuff there.
We also have a comment on our video on YouTube, which you could go check out and subscribe. It says, hey, STFU Podcast, I really love this video. Sorry for being in your spam folder, but can you please follow me on Instagram? Best regards, Patricia.
Fuck you, Patricia.
We have another one. Hey, STFU Podcast, I think you're great. Instagram.com/fuckyourself. This is my Instagram page. Please follow me. I'm in your spam folder because of the link. Sorry about that. All the best. Serena.
Serena, what's up? Como estás, Serena? Yeah, I know your name's Akbar and you're in fucking whatever. YouTube, Google Play as well. If you go to stfupodcast.com, iTunes, subscribe. And while you're there, click on the Amazon link. Now available in the United States,
yes.
UK, and Canada A.
Canada A.
Thank you
for
Chris Jericho.
So go, now you have
that.
No reason, go and buy your shit using our link. If you want to go and buy a hamburger, you totally can. Just use our link. Just go on stfupodcast.com, click on the link, and then go shop for your burger. And then have diarrhea.
Yeah, help support the show. It doesn't cost you a cent. So for Charlie, this is old school, saying...
Oh, shit.
Thumb wrestle.
Thumb wrestle. Okay, wait.
There you go.
Wait.
So it's 1, 2, 3,
your
right?
Your phone.
Yeah, yeah. You go.
One, two, three.
Three,
fight.
pillows and sheets. With your powder and curvy. If you don't have some understanding.
Oh my god, your thumb is like five times my size.
I know. Come here, you fucker.
Jesus! Oh my god!
Yes!
Cheating. That's cheating.
You lose.
That's cheating.
What's cheating?
It's cheating. You hold it down. You're not allowed.
That's how you win! What the fuck are you talking
about?
It's
cheating.
About?
It doesn't play
it's
like that
cheating.
In my game.
You have to hold it. What's your game? I don't...
Bye!